Our story begins at Tavern on the Green, where Andrew and Connie have just been seated at their table for dinner.
Oh, Connie, you look beautiful. Thanks so much for meeting me here for dinner.
Well, I said you could explain this entire situation to me, so go ahead. Explain away.
Let's at least order first, and we can get into all that later, okay?
Okay, we can order, but I want some answers, Adam, tonight.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples. In the Westside Psych Ward Group Therapy Room, Adriana is talking with Mandy.
What are you thinking about, Mandy? You're staring off into space there, girl.
I'm trying to think of a way to get out of here. Why is that Dan guy never around?
Well, I think they're keeping Dan pretty medicated these days.
Well, that's not helping me. He is the master escape artist around here, and I need his help.
Mandy, if you escape, it's only going to make things worse for you. Trust me, I know firsthand.
Adriana, you know why I have to go. Nothing you say will discourage me.
I just don't understand you. One day, you think your lawyers are going to get you out, and the next day, you're planning to escape.
You'll keep this just between us, won't you? Can I trust you, Adriana?
Mandy, your memory seems to come and go. Maybe the doctors are giving you the wrong medication.
Please, Adriana, just keep quiet. I'll be fine.
Hey, speaking of Dan, there he is.
Hey there.
Dan, you are just the man I've been looking for.
Me? You're looking for me?
I need your help in getting out of this place.
What do you want me to do? Escape for the third time?
Exactly, you read my mind.
At his apartment, Rex has just arrived home and sees Agnes sitting in the living room.
Hello, son. How was your day?
I talked to Ellie today, Mom. I know she confronted you last night about what you did with Carl Branford.
Rex, your sister is upset. You can't listen to her right now.
Mom, Ellie has every right to be upset. Wouldn't you agree?
I was trying to spare her feelings for her own good. Surely you can see that, even if she can't.
No, Mom. I can't side with you this time. Not about this. And all this has made me realize that it's time for you and I to talk about something important.
Oh, Rex, I can't take any more this week. Is this about Perry again?
No. It's about you. It's been over a year, Mom. I think it's time that you found a place of your own to live in.
What? You're kicking your mother out?
I'm not kicking you out, Mom. But we both need our space. Don't you want some privacy, too?
I'm very happy living here with you, Rex. You know I have not wanted to be alone since your father died.
I know that, Mom. And I understand it. But I do need some room to breathe here. And it's not like you have to be out of here tomorrow or anything. I just want you to start looking, and I'll help you.
Oh, I need to go to my room now.
Mom, please don't be upset.
Ellie has turned you against me. Now both of my children hate me.
Mom!
At TM Productions, Mac is working late in his office when Matt walks in.
Oh, you're working late tonight.
Are you keeping track of my schedule now, Matt?
Excuse me for trying to make conversation with my brother.
What are you doing here this late anyway?
Charlie and I were just working on the redesign plans for the office space.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Matt, hi. I thought I heard your voice in here.
Blake.
Hello, Mac.
Blake, I don't think we've spoken since the news came out. Congratulations on your relationship with my brother. I hope you'll make an honest man of him someday.
You know, I only wish you were the least bit sincere.
Hey, boys, what's going on in here?
A family reunion, apparently.
Oh, like didn't know you were part of their family already? How nice.
Matt and I are going to dinner, so let's get out of here before I lose my appetite.
Oh, stop whining, Blake. I'm not here to attack you. I'm keeping things professional here, for Maddie's sake. He is my employee, right?
We're going to be late. We better go.
Okay, well, enjoy. And don't forget about the meeting we have downtown tomorrow. We'll meet here around 9, you know, go over our strategy and then head out.
Okay, I'll be here.
Goodbye, Mac, Charlie. It's been great seeing you both as always.
Don't keep him out too late, Blake. It's a school night, you know.
What's that face for? Let me guess, you're just as thrilled about the happy couple as I am, huh?
I honestly have no clue what to think about my brother at all. And I'm sorry, but I've never really been a fan of your brother either.
Well, then that makes two of us. You know, the funny part is, Blake has always been 100% business, and now I think his mind is turning to mush over love for his little lover. I don't know which is worse.
Back at Tavern on the Green, Raven and Hannah have just arrived and are standing by the hostess stand.
So, now that we're here, what do we do?
Well, we can't just walk in there or Connie will know we're here. Why don't you let me go in there and take a look to see if I see them? They have to be seated in there somewhere. Okay, I'll wait here. I'm dying to get a look at this Adam guy. He must be amazing if Connie is willing to even talk to him right now. After lying to her about being married, she should have kicked him to the curb. I agree. Well, I'll be right back. Where is she? What the? Why is Connie with Andrew Jones?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.